Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Chris Mueller, film enthusiast, goes back and watches the All-22 film. Guy that really digs into NFL film, maybe less familiar with cinematic film, movies. Our friends over there at The Athletic, they got together, had over 100 writers vote on the greatest sports movies of all time, Chris. And I've got the list in front of me. Craig, have you seen this? The top 100 here?
I saw bits and pieces, yeah.
You want to take a crack at what's number one, Chris?
Bull Durham.
No. Close, though. Bull Durham's four.
The Natural.
The Natural better not touch the top.
Oh, no. No,
the Natural stinks.
No. It's probably Field of Dreams. Let's have a catch.
No, it's not. All Good. Right. You got two strikes. You want to try one more here?
Yeah, well, when I said Bull Durham and you said close, that makes me think it's a baseball movie.
Okay.
So you're just going to throw out red herring hints that possibly lead me down the wrong path?
Okay,
so
you want to make your last guess so we can move on here and actually discuss the list or no?
I'm going to go with A League of Their Own.
20th on the list.
All right.
Rocky, the original, with Sylvester Stallone. One best picture, number one. I don't have a problem
Better
with that.
Better than Raging Bull?
Raging Bull 2. 1-2 boxing movies.
All right, I don't think you're getting Peyton Manning, Ryan Leaf there. I'll at least say that.
I can just speak for myself. I've watched Rocky a number of times. It's usually something that doesn't take me much to like get in the mood for. If it's on and I'm at somebody's house and they're watching it, like I'm not going to be like bothered by it or perturbed by it. I think once you've watched Raging Bull, the appetite's really not there for an encore. Yeah,
it's a little bit intense compared to Rocky. And ugly in that way.
I would say good movie, but I watched it maybe 20 years ago, and I haven't seen it since. Now they
also watched it 20 years ago?
Yeah.
So when you were 14?
Chris, I didn't grow up in a Quaker household. Like, we were allowed to watch PG-13 R movies when I was 14.
Was this in between games of Monopoly as you climbed the national rankings?
At that point, I think Monopoly was still mostly played on a board and not, like, online.
Oh, you weren't serious into your Monopoly playing yet. You were like a maybe getting touted as a possible Monopoly recruit, but you weren't really on the national stage yet. I get it.
Rocky 1, Raging Bull 2. Hoop Dreams, which is a documentary 3. Have you seen that? About Chicago.
I watched that movie
basketball
one time
prospects
a long time ago. And I mean, it is very good.
I thought it was good too. I forgot that it existed really though until I read this. Bull Durham 4, it's a fine movie. The scene at the end with the bathtub and he goes through the speech of things that Kevin Costner talks about, the things that like he believes in. I could do without all that nonsense. I think the last 20 to 25 minutes of the movie is terrible. It's almost like the ending to Animal House, where the ending is so bad it almost ruins the rest of the movie. I kind of feel that way about Bull Durham. Miracle 5, All right, great. I mean, you got great material to work with there. But I've honestly never watched it back, Miracle.
It's the first movie my wife and I watched together when we had just started dating.
Was there a makeout session?
I think there was.
Oh, nothing like the Soviets in the Cold War to get you heated up and turn you on, huh, Craig?
Everybody knows that.
As soon as Tretiak let in that goal, oof,
oh,
got a little
man, when you see,
sweaty
when you
in
see
there.
Aruzioni's number nine skating across
all right,
the screen.
Big Lebowski,
I mean, how can you not
six.
Get in the mood?
Big Lebowski,
it's
not.
It's a bowling movie. It should be higher on the list.
Yeah, once you tell me that Big Lebowski's like, you'll allow it, how do you rank Miracle ahead of it? And
how
Bull
do you
Durham?
Rank Bull Durham ahead of it for that
right.
matter?
Breaking
it's at worst a top four.
Breaking Away, I've never heard of it. OJ Made in America, I've watched some of it, very long though.
That's a pretty loose definition of a sporting movie.
When We Were Kings, which is a documentary about Ali Foreman, I've never seen it. There's
same.
Your dog chiming in. Major League,
both of them actually.
Major League is 10.
I love Major League. It's like a fun movie in that way.
Yeah,
but
listen
I could
to the
put
movies.
A bunch of other comedy
right.
style like well, sports movies way ahead of
okay,
it.
Okay, so Sandlot comes in at 11. And then after that, listen to this run on movies. Caddyshack at 13. Hoosiers 15. Slapshot 16. All of those movies are, look, I know you got to appeal to
Caddyshack is a loosely stitched together, like, series of skits with no action. Like, the more
and it's
times
amazing.
You watch, I know, the more times you watch Caddyshack, the more you realize it is like a, there is no plot. It's a just an excuse for everybody to basically do their bits.
Look, if you.
And their bits are phenomenal.
I would just dare people. You're telling me if you sit down and you watch Sandlot, you're coming away from that movie feeling like it was
no,
better than Caddyshack,
like,
Hoosiers,
no, hold on.
And Slapshot?
That is like a really bad sort of thing that has taken hold here as far as pop culture goes. A really bad trend. It's one of the signs of that. When it comes to pop culture now, like the people who are the tastemakers are roughly our age. They're in like the age group of about 25 to 45. And everyone gets nostalgic for all these movies they watched when they were kids growing up. Mighty Ducks, Sandlot, you know, what else? Pick another one.
Little Big League.
Rookie of the Year. Little Big League. Little Giants. And decides that because they came out at formative times in these people's lives, ipso facto, they are all,
right. all
phenomenal.
One more.
Movies.
I just
They're
got,
not.
I just got to read you this. This Karate Kid came in ranked 30th. Okay? Here's the write-up. You know who did it? Kaboli. This is what he writes. The best movie ever made. The Karate Kid had it all. The characters, the sayings, the dramatic finish, all intertwined with the most underappreciated part of the film. The unique and heartwarming relationship between two very different but same individuals who fill the void in each other's life. That is written like a high school book report. That sounds like something I would write about a book I had to read for, like, you know, my junior year in English.
It sounds like it was
the most important book of our era.
I'm surprised it didn't start with Webster's defines karate as, or Karate Kid is a study of contrast. There are many similar things in Karate Kid, but also many differences.
In R.L. Stine's Goosebumps.
Right. In Goosebumps Volume 28, The Cuckoo Clock of Doom, the cuckoo clock is clearly a metaphor for our impending mortality. I felt it was a real improvement on Stine's previous work, Revenge of the Lawn Gnomes, which had an existential void at the heart of its plot.
All right, Fan Weather.
By the way, those are both real titles of R.L. Stine books.
Pierre
for anybody
Maguire.
That's scoring at home.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.